The devotional content of the Monty Man's Meditorial is provided in part by the National Association for Christian Recovery, Kurt and Debbie Palmer, and other contributors. For a free download of any of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com.
Well, greetings, family. This is your host, the Monty Man, for this week's Monty Man's Meditorial. We are wrapping up the topic of grief on this episode. And I want to talk a bit about not feeling any comfort when we're in our grief. And also the expectations that many people have on those who claim Christ as our higher power, so to speak, about how we should handle grief. Well, listen, there are times when there is no consolation for our grief. Ever felt that way? Man, I have recently. I had to walk away from a very painful and toxic situation. I had to do it swiftly. And in doing so, I experienced what I believe to be some of my greatest loss. And there was grief, and I didn't feel comfort. In these times, we feel that those who try to comfort us, those who really do, well, they just don't understand the vastness of our pain, right? All we know, all we see, is the terrible loss that we've suffered. The world feels as if it should stop. Nothing matters but our loss. We weep and we rage and long for the return of what we've lost. Well, this happened to many of the families living in Bethlehem at the time of Jesus' birth. In hopes of killing the Messiah, Herod ordered that the oldest male child under 2 years old in that town be put to death. It was into this world of violence and terror that Jesus was born. The Christmas story is not a fairy tale with happy endings, but a story about real life and terrible loss. There are times in our lives for weeping without comfort, for weeping with anguish and rage. God has come before into times like this. God comes as well into our times of anguish and rage. And because God comes, there will eventually be a time to be comforted, and a time to heal, and a time to go on. But there is a time to weep, and it cannot be rushed or bypassed. There is a time for weeping. So, Lord, help me when I weep. Help me when I cannot see beyond this pain. Give me courage to grieve deeply, Lord. Help me to tolerate the silence as I wait for you to speak. Help me to survive the loneliness as I await your coming. Help me to grieve in ways that draw me closer to you. Amen. Well, you know, many people have the impression that good Christians are happy, joyful, victorious people. In this fantasy, good Christians are people whose problems seem to vanish when they trust God and pray about it. Unaffected by the pain of life, these relentlessly cheerful people read the Bible, sing praise songs, and feel no pain. Yet, Christians are at heart the followers of a man who was named Man of Sorrows. Jesus was not relentlessly cheerful. He did not practice a mood-altering, pain-numbing religion. He grieved. He wept. He was familiar with suffering. Our God is a God who knows suffering. You see, God grieves. In those times when we shame ourselves for our sorrow, it can be an enormous encouragement to remember that God is personally familiar with grief. If God grieves, we can expect to do the same. Well, wrapping this whole meditorial up, here's my prayer. God, you surprise me again. When I grieve, I think that if I could just cheer up, you would be pleased. But you also grieve. Man of sorrows, you are acquainted with grief. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for grieving. Help me to experience your presence in my time of grief. Amen. Well, my friends, I want to take a moment to invite you to subscribe to our shows at take12radio.com and clicking on any of the podcasting platforms listed there. You can take us with you on the go. And if you're old school, simply subscribe on our YouTube channel. When you visit us on our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see us in most of our shows doing our broadcast live in studio. That's always fun. Listen, if you'd like to remark on any of the shows or send any suggestions in or even prayer requests, please email us at take12radio, that's T-A-K-E, the number 12, radio at comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you. Again, check out our recovery workshops, our recovery music, and our recovery interviews of folks just like you and I sharing their experience, strength, and hope. All available at take12radio.com on your internet dial. And until next time, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of Take 12 Recovery Radio and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.